Mr. President, and of course for your kind word. Now to begin, we, on behalf of the Group of 21, we would like to congratulate you and Belgium for assuming the role of the first presidents of the 2021 Conference on Disarmament. We wish you every success in performing your presidency and in starting our work this year. We welcome all the six presidents who will undertake the CDIS presidency during 2021 and are looking forward to working with them in discharging their responsibility. Cognizant of the challenge in the global health situation and its impact to the conference, the group would like to reiterate its flexibility to the temporary arrangement of our meeting while underscoring the importance of full respect of the rules of the procedures. Mr. President, the group reaffirmed the absolute validity of multilateral diplomacy in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation and expresses its determination to promote multilateralism as the core principle of negotiation in these areas. The Conference on Disarmament is the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum mandated by the first special session of the United Nations General Assembly devoted to disarmament, and emphasize the importance of preserving it by strengthening the nature, role, and mandate of this body. We must underscore the need to redouble our effort in order to reinforce and revitalize the CD, and to preserve its credibility through the resumption of substantive work, including inter alia, the negotiation on nuclear disarmament. The Group of 21 reaffirmed its working papers on nuclear disarmament contained in the document CDIS-2192 and all other working papers submitted to the conference in 2020. The group reiterates the urgency for the CD to execute its mandate as set out by SSOD1. And also to adopt and implement a balanced and comprehensive program of work on the basis of its agenda, while taking into account the security interests of all states dealing with, inter alia, the core issue, particularly nuclear disarmament, in accordance with the rules of procedure, including the rule of consensus. The group encourage you, Mr. President, to spare no effort and continue conducting comprehensive consultation with all delegation to the CD to achieve this goal. To conclude, Mr. President, we wish to reiterate the commitment of the Group of 21 to the work of the conference and rest assured of the group's support to your presidency. I thank you.